there you are. I almost missed you in this fog. You really were going to leave without saying goodbye, huh? What were you even thinking, running off this early? No, don't answer that. I already know. You didn't think I'd come after you. But here I am. You know, I canceled a press interview for this. Do you have any idea how hard it is to reschedule with that many agencies breathing down your neck? But of course, you just waltz onto a train platform like it's nothing. Like it's totally fine to leave someone behind without a single message. Without telling me. You always do this when things get hard. Run. Disappear. Pretend like you're just background noise in someone else's story. But you're not. Not to me. You said you'd come to my concert last night. You promised. I looked for you. Scanned every seat in the VIP row, over and over. I told myself you were just late. Then maybe sick. Then maybe... No. You weren't sick. You were with her, weren't you? She's pretty, I'll give her that. Harmless, sweet, totally boring. The kind of girl people like me are supposed to smile at in glossy interviews. But she doesn't know you. Not like I do. She wasn't there when you broke your arm falling out of that stupid oak tree behind the school. She didn't sit in the ER with you all night feeding you vending machine chips. She doesn't know how you freeze up when you're overwhelmed, or that you hum off-key when you're concentrating, or that you only cry when no one's looking. But I always looked. You think just because I'm busy now, famous, whatever, that I wouldn't notice if you drifted away? I noticed. Every single time. Every unanswered message. Every short reply. Every time you said you were fine when I could hear in your voice you were lying. I noticed, and it hurt. Because I was stupid enough to think maybe you'd stay by my side forever. Even when the cameras went away. Even when I stopped being the girl who used to sneak you snacks during detention and turned into someone with her face on billboards. You used to say you liked my voice best when I was quiet. When it was just the two of us on my bedroom floor. Humming to our dumb mixtapes. Pretending we could escape this town. So why? Why are you the one running now? Don't get on that train. Please. I know I can be a lot. Cold, sharp, dramatic. I have to be. That's how I survive out there. That's how I keep people from getting too close. People who only want me for the wrong reasons. But I never wanted to keep you away. You were supposed to be the one person I didn't have to protect myself from. I saw your bag was packed. Your ticket... You were really going to leave without a word. You were just going to vanish from my life like I never mattered to you at all. But I do matter. I know I do. You wouldn't have waited here so long if you really wanted to go. And you wouldn't be looking at me like that right now if you really didn't feel something. I may be a selfish brat sometimes, I know. But I'd rather be selfish than watch you walk away forever. So don't go. Don't get on that train. I don't care where it's headed or how far it runs. You don't belong anywhere but with me. You're mine. Okay? You've always been mine. Even when we were kids. Even when I was just a weird, moody girl who sang into her hairbrush and dragged you into talent shows you hated. Even now. I don't care if the whole world hears it. I'll say it louder if I have to. You're mine. And I'm not letting you go. Thank you for staying. Of course, not like I was crying or anything. Ugh. Seriously, don't look at me like that. Idiot. Come on, let's get out of the rain. I know a place that's open early. Somewhere warm. And this time you're sitting right next to me. Forever.